AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. With just 2 days left before a deadline on a nuclear agreement with Iran, Secretary of State Kerry remains hopeful negotiations in Vienna will bear fruit.
Over the past few days, we have, in fact, made genuine progress.
But he remains cautiously optimistic as well about reaching an agreement.
We're not there yet. I emphasize that. We have difficult issues still to resolve.
There may be a tentative agreement on the speed and scope of sanctions relief, but work is still being done on such issues as an inspection guideline and rules governing nuclear research. At this hour, voting is wrapping up in Greece on a referendum that will decide whether the country will turn its back on austerity measures to win a bailout. Our Elena Bekatoros is in Athens.
Many European officials have said that would mean that Greece is essentially voting to not be in the eurozone, but there is no precedent for any country leaving Europe's joint currency.
Results of the vote are not expected for several hours. 4th of July turned tragic in several parts of the country. Three people were killed. Several others are still missing after a pontoon boat they were riding in hit a bridge and capsized in the Ohio River near Louisville, Kentucky. In Chicago, a 7-year-old boy who was celebrating the 4th with his family was one of three people shot and killed overnight. At least 27 others were wounded in overnight shootings. More than a dozen people were hurt when a deck collapsed at a North Carolina beach house. This woman tells WITN-TV she tried to help the injured.
I came around the corner. I was on the phone with 911, so I just counted people on the ground, and I counted up to 21, and I just said, you just need to get as many units as you can here.
A family was preparing to take a group photo when that deck collapsed. Homes are being threatened by a wildfire in Vacaville, California. It's already burned more than 320 acres. Firefighters say that dry and windy conditions are making containment there more difficult. This is AP Radio News. A special day in Britain for the nation's newest royal, Princess Charlotte, will be christened at an iconic church on the Queen's estate. Our Kyle McKinnon has more.
It's the same church in which Charlotte's late grandmother, Princess Diana, was christened in 1961, St. Mary Magdalene Church on the East Coast Sandringham estate of the Queen. Adding to the occasion, attended by Queen Elizabeth, her son Prince Charles, and Charlotte's parents Will and Kate, water from the River Jordan, where Jesus was said to have been baptized.
Pope Francis is on his way to a homecoming of sorts. He's flying to South America for the first time since becoming the leader of the Catholic Church. He'll be visiting Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay. America's women are prepping for tonight's World Cup final in Vancouver, with a loss to Japan 4 years ago on their minds.
It's kind of been that thing that's been within us, that fuels our fire, that motivates us.
Amy Wambach and her teammates made it into the final against Japan by shutting out Germany in the semifinal match this week. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.